fish don't know the ocean is salty. They just swim in it. Could it be that Democratic politicians in Philadelphia don't know corrupt behavior when they take part in it? Because dubious deeds are just the ocean they swim in. How else to explain Congressman Chaka Fattah's blithe response to the sweeping, detailed corruption indictment handed up against him and four others last week? Tonally, Fattah's confident statements about his eventual exoneration seem to go beyond the normal spinning by the famously accused. The 20-year congressman is either a fabulous actor, or he really believes the Fed's case is much ado about nothing. If you read the 85-page indictment, you have to wonder what mood-elevating drug Fattah has gotten his hands on. Now, yes, innocent until proven guilty. And yes, the prosecutor's case is complex with no vivid smoking gun. But if your representative in Washington truly thinks the kind of behaviors depicted in the indictment, and remember, two people close to Fattah have already pleaded guilty in the case. Anyway, those behaviors, if they don't warrant his resignation, well, holy cow. If this stuff is just the normal moves of Philly politics, then normal Philly politics has run off the rails. Joe DeFelice, who heads the Republican Party's embattled outpost in a Democratic town, put it this way. The arrogance of incumbency has led to the culture of corruption in Philadelphia. Yep. Arrogance and complacency run through this tale. Fattah represents a meticulously gerrymandered district that guaranteed him easy election wins. So when he ran for mayor in 2007, he sought the easy road to financing his campaign, scarfing up six-figure checks from big dogs. One problem, new city campaign rules set strict limits on individual donations. No biggie, Fattah told himself. I'll take the checks anyway, because courts will overturn those silly rules. Except they upheld them. And by the time that happened, Fattah was faltering towards his ultimate fourth-place finish. So he needed that big loan from one rich individual to stay afloat. Then the need to repay the loan led to the scrambling schemes prosecutors now describe as corrupt. A jury and judge will sort out the question of illegality, but the ethical question seems to me more clear-cut. This is not how we want our elected officials to behave. Only in a corrupt, contented, complacent one-party town could people do such things and blithely believe they were okay. I'm Chris Satullo.